Yes, Sharon.
Maharaj, I have a question.
Yes.
Thank you for this beautiful talk, Maharaj. As you were explaining that spiritual goodness, what you would, it's not like sitting back and just chanting and doing nothing. That also includes passion, which means we have to actively do things for Krishna. But then other side, we also hear that we mustn't over-indulge. So Maharaj, how do we differentiate that we are doing, this is like motive goodness, which is involved passion to do things for Krishna, but yet at the same time.
Okay. Very good question. So endeavor means, on the motive goodness, try your best. Right? But over-endeavor is try to do better than the best. Right? Whatever you can do joyfully, according to the instruction of your authorities, according to the instruction of your spiritual master, according to the instruction of Krishna, do it that way. Try your best. But over-endeavor is when it is beyond your limitations, and it is for over-endeavor is for when it is not, for, you see, for Krishna, nothing can be over-endeavor. But when it is for your own self-aggrandizement, name and fame, glorification, etc., then it is an over-endeavor. When you are doing it for Krishna, then Krishna actually, Krishna makes his devotees function on his behalf, and Krishna empowers them. Devotees do think, render devotional service being empowered by Krishna. That's how we have to recognize those actions. Now say, for example, Prabhupada left Vrindavan and came to America. Is it an over-endeavor? No. Because it was for Krishna, nothing is excess. Nothing is in excess. Everything is within limitation.